You've probably even seen this. Tash Peterson, an Australian vegan activist, caught the attention of millions around the globe last week. As I said, you may have even seen it online. Footage circulating, of Tash painted in her own blood, storming a Louis Vuitton store in Perth to protest animal rights. Whether or not you agree with her message, there's no denying that Tash has a talent for bringing attention to her cause through her own brand of disruptive activism. With us now to discuss is the vegan activist herself, Tash. How's it going?
Hey, good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for joining the show. As I said before, I'm sure many listeners have already seen it. If not, they're probably going to go and check it out for themselves now. What kind of community response have you received since posting?
Definitely a majority of, you know, resistance, as I usually do when disrupting. A lot of people just don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. And obviously, disruptive activism is important for social change to bring a message into the public dialogue. And that's exactly what it's doing. People are discussing animal rights because of my protesting. A lot of people, you know, have a bit of a personal issue with it, but at least people are getting hit with this message. And a lot of people are going on to see the truth and see Australian documentaries like Dominion, which is free on YouTube.
Is it a matter, as far as you're concerned, of kind of any publicity is good publicity then?
I don't entirely go by that quote. However, I think getting media attention for a good cause is definitely good publicity, despite how biased the media may be. It's certainly still getting people discussing animal rights. So I guess, yeah, in some circumstances, it definitely is good publicity.
Is there no part of you then that thinks maybe you could get a similar message across, maybe not with the same, maybe you would get 90% of the response or 90% of the traction that you do if you didn't do something like cover yourself in your own blood? Because that can come across as quite grotesque to people. And although I'm not vegan, I'm vegetarian, I do agree with some of the rhetoric that you're projecting through your protests. But there might be others out there that see the blood and think, oh, geez, I don't know about that.
Yeah, a lot of people obviously see that as extreme and controversial. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. I believe we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. And there'd be no media articles about animal rights and my protesting if I weren't doing these outrageous acts. And at the end of the day, there's nothing more extreme than paying someone to subjugate non-human animals in the meat, dairy and egg industries to enslavement, rape, torture, abuse and murder. So I'm willing to put myself out there and do these outrageous things if it's going to bring light to these atrocities. And history has shown that this form of activism is one of the most powerful forms, if not the most powerful forms of protesting to actually create social change.
Why Louis Vuitton? Why not, a shoe store with leather shoes in there or fantastic furniture with leather lounges? Why Louis Vuitton?
I sort of just pick and choose randomly when I go and do my protesting. I only decided a few days before protesting that to do Louis Vuitton. And I think it's just good to kind of hit these bigger chains that are committing huge acts of animal abuse. I mean, Louis Vuitton are responsible for the murder of multiple species, and I just wanted to target every industry that is exploiting animals for clothing. So Louis Vuitton still sell fur from foxes and minks. They sell crocodile and snake skin. They sell down products from geese and ducks who are exploited for their feathers.
Right.
And they also sell wool from sheep who are exploited for their wool. And they're all eventually sent to murder factories. And that's a huge misconception that apparently these animals are treated very well. However, they're actually all sent to their murder once they're considered no longer profitable and their bodies have been exploited for their whole lives. So I think Louis Vuitton is the perfect place to disrupt, because they're exploiting every single animal in the clothing industries.
Sure. Do you consider yourself a martyr of sorts?
A what, sorry?
A martyr.
Like, so, what is that exactly?
So a martyr is, when I say of sorts, so a martyr was historically someone that was willing to die for what they believed in. So obviously not willing to die, I wouldn't imagine. But are you willing to receive all of the backlash that you do and all of the resistance that you do from time to time for your cause?
Definitely. I've been a solo activist for a couple of years now, and I've received death threats that I've lost count of.
Jeez.
I obviously have received a charge for my Louis Vuitton protest, and I'll be attending court next month. So I'm willing to risk my own freedom and even my life to bring attention to this animal holocaust.
I'm sure many admire that. What is your end goal out of all of this? How long will you go on with this?
Yeah, I'm hoping to continue until this animal holocaust ends. My end goal is to abolish animal slavery and end this huge injustice of animal oppression. And it is the largest holocaust in history because 3 trillion innocent beings are being brutally murdered every year just for human food consumption. And it's unnecessary violence, and I'm not going to stop until it ends.
Sure thing. Well, all the best with it. Thanks so much for joining this morning, Tash, and I suppose good luck with your court case and any of the kind of resistance that it go to pretty extreme lengths. Nobody deserves that.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tash.